everyone, and welcome back in to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have a fabulous episode in store for you, and coming off of our coverage that's happening currently of the New York City Fringe Festival, we are bringing to you another amazing festival, as it were, happening here in New York, just down the street. It's an incredible festival to go take in some wonderful shows. Of course, it's being presented by Soho Playhouse, and it is the Lighthouse Series, happening April 18th through May 5th at the Soho Playhouse, which also you can get your tickets and more information by visiting sohoplayhouse.com. Today, we are joined by three of the productions that are performing at this series. And joining us to talk to us about their works, we've got the playwright Allie Keller here to talk about Unconditional, the playwright and performer Sora Beck, whose show Sell Me, I Am From North Korea is playing, as well as the playwright Nina Kissinger, whose show The Exit Interview will round out our lovely coverage of the Lighthouse series. So with that, let's go ahead and welcome on our guests, Allie, Sora, and Nina. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited that you all are here. I can't wait to learn more about these shows. I mean, the titles alone, done. Sold. And I have thoroughly loved my past experience at the Lighthouse series. It's just another amazing event that happens here in New York off Broadway, which is wonderful. So, Allie, can I start with you first and your show Unconditional? Can you tell us a little bit about your piece?
Yeah, sure. My show is called Unconditional. It's actually a full length piece, and we're doing about a 30-minute excerpt for the Soho Playhouse Lighthouse series. And Unconditional is about sexual fetishes and sexual fantasies, which, you know, are harmless, right? But the play asks about what happens when your spouse wants to take a dark fantasy from the imagination to your bedroom. And for the two couples, it's about the boundaries of compromise, communication, and unconditional love that are tested to their breaking point. And a 7-year-old little girl named Mia, who's sort of caught in the crossfires of her parents, debate about what to do.
Wow, what a story there. Love that. Sora, how about you? Can you tell us a bit about your show, Sell Me, I'm From North Korea?
Yeah, of course. So my show is called Sell Me, I Am From North Korea, and it's a full-length show as well, and I'm doing about 25 minutes of the full show. And Sell Me, I Am From North Korea is inspired by true stories of North Korean woman defectors. And it actually follows a 15-year-old North Korean girl who decides to sell herself to an old man to buy medications for her dying mother. But after she crossed into China, she learns that no man would buy her underdeveloped body. So her plans out the door, and the story actually takes off from there.
Wow, what an incredible piece there. And rounding us out, we've got Nina Kissinger. Can you tell us about your show, The Exit Interview?
Yeah, so The Exit Interview is really asking the question, what would it be like if you had an exit interview on your way out from Earth? So basically, shortly after she dies, we find Sam at her exit interview, and chaos ensues.
That is fantastic. So three incredible works. And I love that these are all fully realized plays, but you're presenting just a small snippet that's, I feel like, just going to be enough to make me go, I want more. How do I get more? You know, I want to dive a little bit more into these pieces, though. And Sarah, I'm going to start with you. What has it been like developing Sell Me, I'm From North Korea?
So about 6 years ago, I read a book called Girl with the Seven Names. It was by a North Korean woman defector. And I finished the book and it literally shook my entire system, because that's when I realized that what I knew about, I'm from South Korea. So I thought that I knew what North Korea was about. But that's when I realized that what I knew about North Korea was not the truth. It was just what my government wanted me to know. And I started a very serious research, and I started buying books, reading books, watching documentaries, anything about North Korean defectors. And that's where the whole journey started.
That's incredible. What? And I can only imagine the research and the stories that you learned from that. That's amazing. Ali, coming to you, I would love to know as well, what has it been like developing your piece?
Developing this piece has been really incredible. It actually started as a short play. It was only about one of the married couples that was very loosely inspired by the song Semi-Charmed Wife, which I'm sure if you listen to it and then watch the play, you're like, how do you get from A to B? But that is technically how it started. And then I really wanted to dive deeper into the themes and the issues that this one couple was exploring, which is why I expanded out into a larger full length with two married couples, and then kind of cutting it back down to the excerpt that we're going to see in the festival for this process with the director, Colleen Britt, has been like a really amazing experience. She's just such a great, compassionate, and like wonderful director with like amazing sensitivities. And our actors, Danielle O'Brien, Annalisa Chamberlain, Keisha Lulliar, who's from Georgia Whaler, are just powerhouse actors. And it's been like the most incredible experience to see this section of it come to life. I cannot wait for people to see it.
That sounds amazing. Nina, I want to come to you now, and I want to know, what is the message or thought you hope that audiences take away from Exit Interview?
That's such a good question. I write comedies, mostly a lot of dark comedy, and the Exit Interview is a comedy. It's really, what got me writing it was reading a lot about near-death experiences and people having these very vivid experiences that they don't quite know how to reconcile once they've returned to the world we are in. And I think in part because I studied philosophy in undergrad and otherwise, I think a lot about what does it mean to be a good person? What does it mean to live your life well towards yourself and others? What are the qualifiers? And also, what if you don't know what is actually being measured, if anything? And so I think I hope that people walk away, A, with a sense of humor about it's hard to be a person. It's hard to do everything right. And I think we're all trying our best. But also the sense of like, how do you make your life enough for you? How do you look with empathy and kindness and compassion on your life and other people with, you know, in a complicated world, we're all just trying to kind of do our best and hopefully to do good, but to move through it and to see ourselves and our actions as worthwhile. Yeah.
That is a fabulous idea. I love that. Sora, I want to ask you the same question. What is the message or thought you hope audiences take away from your piece?
I would like people to know that there are people just like us living in North Korea, because one of the things that I keep experiencing, especially with those of like people who watched my show and like want to talk about it after they watched my show, is that they literally think that, oh, I thought like North Korea was about Kim Jong-un, their weird dictator and, you know, nuclear missile. But there are actually people living in there, and their life is very, very troublesome. And they need our help, whether it's your financial help or just like being aware that there are people just like us living in North Korea, because I think that that's where we can start. And next step will be, we can actually bring some help that they completely deserve and in need.
I love that. I want to now ask you, Nina, with your piece Exit Interview, who do you hope have access to the show?
You know, I think it's, I hope that my writing kind of translates to all ages. I think one of the most amazing things, it's been performed at a few theaters across the US. And what I've really just loved is seeing the reception of how differently people interpret it, especially based on, you know, if you grew up in a religious tradition or if you didn't, or what you think happens after you die or what you don't, or what kind of codes you live your life by or don't. So I think I kind of hope that, you know, across backgrounds, ages, that people connect to it differently and see themselves in it differently, whether it is this would never happen to me or this could totally happen to me or otherwise. I think kind of I hope that people access in different ways. And I really think like one of the best things we can all share in, particularly in theatrical settings, is humor, is laughter. I never feel like more connected to people than when I'm like laughing with them. So I hope especially that, you know, everyone can find something to laugh at in it.
I love that. That's something that's so important as well. We all could use a good laugh these days. Allie, how about you? Who do you hope have access to your piece?
I think that's a really great question. I hope that anybody who has been, is currently, or is planning to be in a relationship, romantic relationship, comes to see it. I think the show is, it really challenges this concept of like, you know, this romanticized idea of like ride or die, you have to be everything for your partner and you show up for them and you are like, there's such a aggressive version of unconditional love that is touted in a lot of the stories that we see. And that idea can be really dangerous depending on the relationship and the power dynamics at play. And the show so much is about challenging where the line is between unconditional love and sacrificing for your partner and enabling and hurting yourself for someone else. And those things are really different depending on your gender and how you've been socialized as you've been growing up. So I think anyone who has any connection to romantic relationships will be able to get something out of the show. And I hope it really makes them think and makes them start talking about the way that we see relationships and like how young that messaging starts for all of us.
Our interview, we'd love to give our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I want to start by asking all three of you my favorite question, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I'll go. I'm Sora. So I was in London about 15 years ago, and I was, you know, young and poor. I didn't have much money, but I heard about the Globe, and I wanted to watch actual Shakespeare show at the Globe. You know, I wanted to be able to say I actually watched a show, actual show at the Globe. And I went and I got the like cheapest one that was on like standing ticket. So you're standing for like over 2 hours and 30 minutes. And I watched A Midsummer Night's Dream. And still today, I watch quite a lot of shows still today. That I remember like my whole face was hurting because I was laughing so hard throughout. And because even though it was so crowded and a lot of people were standing and like, you know, shoulder to shoulders, everyone became this like really beautiful community at the end of the show because we went through something beautiful together. And therefore we're all feeling beautiful as a community. And I still love that memory.
I love that. Fabulous memory. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course.
Who would like to go next?
I'm happy to go next. That works. I have a lot of amazing memories of being at a theater, being in theater, but the one that really comes to mind, which is like a slight twist on the question, but is I was in undergrad during COVID and I was taking lots of playwriting classes on Zoom, which was a very, you know, weird experience, but in a moment of real, you know, unsureness, which I know this podcast also comes out of the theater world at that moment, it was a really interesting experience. And I was taking a class that was about writing plays about your family. It's called Family Portraits. And we were assigned, and a full class was used for to write a letter to a family member that they would never hear. Just a letter, whatever you wanted to say. And then we all read them to each other. And it was one of the most profound things I've ever experienced. We were all like weeping on the Zoom call also, which was probably product of a number of things at that moment. But it was one of those beautiful moments where in theater, you know, we serve as like witness and as audience. And, you know, there's a certain kind of intimacy and sharing that kind of vulnerability in that setting. And especially with writing, it was just such a powerful moment to think about what do we share when no one's listening and everyone's listening. And I think those moments of connectivity are what really come to mind as my favorite theatrical experiences.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. What a way to turn like a tragedy into like a triumph, you know? What a cathartic experience. Thank you for sharing that. Allie, bring us home on this. What is your favorite theater memory?
I'm like, it's so hard now because like I love the two memories we just heard. They made me think of so many things. But I'm going to go with what I originally first thought of was like maybe a year before the pandemic, I saw Days of Rage at Second Stage. And there's a moment in the show where the lead actress kind of gets like sucked back into this relationship with this not so great male character. And in my head, I was like, oh, no, please, like, don't do this. And in the audience from like across the room, an audience member went, oh, no, like out loud. And it was just one of those things where I was like, I love so much when audience members, one, like feel so moved to like say that thought out loud about something or like have that really big audible response that's not necessarily like laughter or clapping, which is like the more expected responses of things. And just the fact that she was like screaming the thought that I had in my mind, I was like, oh, like this is what's so great about theater and like being in community in the space watching is like we are, even if we're not necessarily shouting it, we are having like the same experience, the same reactions, and like really investing together in the story.
Yes, yes, yes to all of that. Absolutely. I love that memory. I love all of those memories. Those were just chef's kiss. Those were fantastic. As we wrap things up, I would love to know, do any of you have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
I do have one coming up. This is Allie. It's not something I wrote, but it is something I am producing. It's going to be at The Tank on June 2nd and 3rd, and it's called Inferna. It's written by Joanna Castle Miller, and it's directed by Will Steinberger, and it is a beautiful one-woman show, and the actor and the performance in it is just, like, incredible, and it's a lot about the crossover between evangelical Christian life and theater and growing up across those worlds, and also what that does to a young woman and how she's reflecting back on those things. So it's very funny. It's very powerful. And definitely keep an eye out for it.
I love the sound of that. Yes.
I have one. This is Sora. I'm bringing my show, Sell Me, I Am From North Korea, to Edinburgh this summer. See that? I said fall. That's how excited I am. So I'll be performing at Pleasance for the whole month of August. And I am very, very proud and very, very excited. So if you ever come to Edinburgh, I'm there. So look for me.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. Nina, what about you?
Oh my God, well, Sora, congrats on that. That's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. This one is similarly not in New York, but I have a play called This Is Government, which is a dark comedy about congressional interns and kind of the state of polarization we are living in the U.S. going to the Valdez Theater Conference in Alaska in June. So that's running June 8 to 15. And I'm very excited about that. I've never been to Alaska and I'm told I should bring a sleeping mask. So apparently it's very bright.
I was going to say, I think in the summer they have what, the 16 or 24 hours a day of sunlight?
Yes, which, so I've heard.
But that's amazing.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. Nina, I'm going to be there.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. With Inferno, we're going to be there too.
Wait, fabulous. That's so exciting.
Oh my God. This is incredible.
That's so funny.
That's a thrill. Allie, I'll have to read it. That's amazing. Yeah.
I love it. All right. Field trip, everyone. We're going to Alaska. Let's go.
Everyone's invited.
That is a great lead into my final question for all of you, which is, if our listeners would like more information about your shows or about yourselves, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so? Allie, can we start with you on that?
Sure. Unconditional is playing at Soho Playhouse in the Lighthouse series on the 18th, the 19th, and the 23rd. And in case I've messed up those dates again, it's the Thursday and the Friday of this week, 18th and 19th, and then Tuesday the 23rd. 7 p.m., 9 p.m., 7 p.m., respectively. But you can look up that info on Soho Playhouse, or you can also just find me and DM me on Instagram. It's AllieKeller47. It's not very creative, but that is what it is, and I'm fairly responsive on there in case you want to hear about anything else. And I'm on New Play Exchange as well, which has like the quick list of all my ready-to-go works in the world.
Amazing. Sora, how about you?
So my show, Sell Me, I'm From North Korea. It'll be at Soho Playhouse at 18th and 19th and 24th. So 9 p.m. on the 18th, 7 p.m. on the 19th, and 7 p.m., another 7 p.m. on the 24th. And their opening party night is on the 19th, Friday, April 19th. So that might be a really good day to come by if you want to have fun and mingle with all the performers and artists. And my website is sorabeck.com. That's my name with an S. And my Instagram is I am Sora Beck. And my Facebook is SoraBeck13.
And then bringing us home, Nina Kissinger and the Exit Interview. How can people get more info or contact you?
Yes. So my website is ninakissinger.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Nina Kissinger. Got the original handle. Very exciting. And the Exit Interview will be performed at Soho Playhouse, actually alongside Sora's piece. So the 18th, 19th, and 24th. The 18th at 9, the 19th at 7, and the 24th at 7. We would love to see you there. It's going to be a really fun set of shows. Come out.
Yes. Yes to all of this. Well, Nina, Allie, and Sora, thank you all so much for taking the time to speak with me today, for sharing these incredible, incredible shows. I am all agog about this. This is amazing. I can't wait to see the full productions done and what comes next for all of you. So I appreciate all of you for taking the time to speak with me today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
My guests today have been several of the performers and artists that are part of Soho Playhouse's presentation of the Lighthouse series. The series is running April 19th through May 5th at the Soho Playhouse, and tickets and more information are available at sohoplayhouse.com. Today, we had Ali Keller, the playwright of the show Unconditional, the playwright and performer Sora Beck, whose show Sell Me, I Am From North Korea, is playing here, and finally, the playwright of the Exit Interview, Nina Kissinger. We've got contact information for all of these wonderful artists, which we'll be posting on our episode description, as well as in our social media posts. But you need to run, not walk, run. Get your tickets now for these great shows. Each one equally as good as the one before. These stories are just amazing. These are the kind of stories that we need to be hearing now more than ever. And it's being done off Broadway, which is incredible. The work being done there is amazing. Go come to New York, go play in the sandbox. It's absolutely amazing. So make sure you join us out at the Lighthouse series at Soho Playhouse, April 18th through May 5th, and check out Unconditional, Sell Me, I'm From North Korea, and the Exit Interview. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones,
unwrap your candies,
and keep talking about the theater
in a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.